Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, having had the opportunity to watch both blossom into high school All-Staters, here they are. Both redshirt sophomores now, Aaron Steinfeld out of Bloomington North, James Bamba out of South High School. Kevin Wright coaches them now. Both figure heavily into the IU offense this season. Bamba back healthy after a shoulder. Steinfeld even used a little yoga to get himself right.
You know, he had a really good spring. Challenged him a little bit to be in the best shape of his life, moving better. He's always had really good ball skills. So, I mean, he weighed in at 251. I think with James, same thing. He went set about, he didn't get to go through spring practice. He had some things cleaned up with his shoulder. You know, I think the thing that he has to do is just be a great technician right now, because he is, and he played a lot last year as the second tight end, as the inline guy, you know, catch the balls when they're thrown to you. And James is one of those guys, it's a natural leader. Between Aaron, whose first start was against Michigan because we had injuries last year, and James, whose first start was against Ohio State, we have those guys that at least know what it's like to be there on Saturday.
And they'll both be there September 2nd when fourth-ranked Ohio State drops into Memorial Stadium for the season opener. That's tight ends coach Kevin Wright on Aaron Steinfeld and James Bamba, a couple of Bloomington local dandies. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And I'm not worrying about any final scores and exhibition player stats. You know, the Bills beat Shane Steichen's Colts last Saturday, 23-19. Anthony Richardson started, got his feet wet, and at this point in time, it's grind one day at a time. You know he wants to be great, said that again Tuesday, after he was named the starting quarterback for the Horseshoes for the upcoming season. The Bears come into Lucas Oil Stadium this Saturday night at 7, and it's another step forward.
You know, you got to work. The guy that jumps the highest in the world, you know, he still got to perfect his craft and keep trying to jump the higher, because there's somebody else trying to jump higher than him. So I just try to think about it like that. It's always somebody, you know, chasing me, trying to, you know, attack me. So I just try to grind every day, you know, continue to perfect everything, even though I'm not going to be perfect. And I just try to work for that opportunity, and you know, just continue to build.
Building his trust and confidence, and that's Anthony Richardson. Hey, and he gets more reps, obviously, as number one against the Bears. Matt Taylor in his pregame at 6. We'll have the pregame and the kickoff at Lucas Oil at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Oh, by the way, Jonathan Taylor's still rehabbing. Reds Cleveland game 2 of the Ohio Cup pregame with Tommy Thrall at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.